You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
You can see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry cause the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Armies in the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. Cause the prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
I am going to get the my one line done. It's just I've been researching out some of the things, the holes that I could see in this to prove conclusively, because I thought that they could use impractical, unnecessary, not in the public interest. No, they can't. Even if they declared the emergency, which they cannot. Which we know now they can't do the emergency to begin with, which they never do, but it can never, it doesn't, there has to be a proposed rule, there has to be a final rule, there has to be public participation. I got that out of a Senate document that was done by McLaren in 1946, 400 and some pages, that's not in Westlaw, I finally got it, and I came up with two things, administrative legislation and public participation. Those are two words that I needed. And in one of the cases, Kisor, K-I-S-O-R, versus Wilkie, W-I-L-K-I-E, it's 139 Supreme Court, 2400, 2019 case. It's hot off the press. The basis for enforcement, it says, legally binding requirements. An enforcement action must rely upon a legislative rule which, to be valid, must go through, they notice and comment. It's got to be there. I can't get around it. Plain English. Got to be there. So I know now that the all that, there was two things, but what it said, it's a, that's an amazing thing. It's mandated. It says public participation in the rulemaking process is essential in order to permit administrative agencies to inform themselves and to afford safeguards to private interest. Safeguards to private interest. Does that sound like a constitutional republic way to run a railroad? You can't make this stuff up. I'm supposed to believe this nonsense. Well, they have to have a proposed rule. They have to have a final rule. They got to have notice and comment. Of course, it doesn't go in the judicial. Then Congress, after they have to 30 days, that's another thing. They got to make got to wait 30 days. And then Congress has got 6 months. And there's another case, the Department of Homeland Security versus Regents of California. That's 140 Supreme Court, 1891. 140 Supreme Court, 1891. Agency has no power to act until Congress confers power. Agency exercises power beyond the bounds of its authority. It acts unlawfully. Legislative rule must go through notice and comment. Shall publish a notice of the proposed rulemaking and publish a final rule. Is there any doubt? They got to publish a proposed and final rule. They got to go through the notice and comment. And if they don't, if the power isn't given by Congress, which Congress is giving away something they don't even have, it's smoke. Now stop and think what I just went over. Stop and think what I just said over. We just can't make this stuff up. The definition of commerce has changed. Congress now can do commerce internally to the states by a lack for a notion 1970. That's crazy. And nobody brings it up. Congress is legislating for a state, D.C., Guam, all these other places. That's not a law of the United States. Laws of the United States are only good in the several states. That's it. That's why we have a Constitution of the United States, which is a Constitution for the United States of America, our country. I know what it brings these things up. Then I go look in the Fifth Circuit, and we got a mandate. And they put a bunch of four things that's got to happen to have a mandate. Well, wait a minute. Mandate, I looked it up, words and phrases, went into Black's Fourth. There's always a couple of places you just got to get a hook to get started to find out what the verbiage is. Mandate is only from a court of competent jurisdiction. He has a judgment or something. You shall do this. From a court. Is OSHA a court? I don't think so. They're not controlled by the public. We don't know who they are. Hell, they might be in China. Literally. We don't know. There's no authority for them in the Constitution of the United States. They call them external establishments or external regulatory establishments. They've got several different flavors of them. And all of a sudden, we're arguing over a mandate from something that's got no authority except over citizens of the United States, because they've tricked us, conned us. Everybody thinks they're in a citizen of the United States under the plenary power of Congress. Everybody thinks that. Everybody is under the impression that if an agency says something, I got to go do something. No, you don't. The IRS is just a great example. Mooney's case went all the way. I have a research I can't even believe I put together. I look at it and said, wow, who in the hell did that? 998-page appendix with a 119-page petition in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals documenting the change all the way through the courts and all that, all the way up with their stuff. It went to the Supreme Court of the United States. 20-17-14-20-1714. They denied it because we went after, there's no constitutional courts, but the Federal Circuit says, well, that's an old case, and they wouldn't address, because I put stuff in quotation marks. I've learned one of the tricks. If you talk about judicial power of the United States, put it in quotation marks. They say, hey, you know, Ralph is complaining about judicial power of the United States, but they won't address the solution because they can't. That's what they did. They said, oh, those are old cases. Bye-bye. I found two cases. 1960 to 1980. It says, and they put this in the statutes, 28 U.S.C. 132, judicial power of a district court. Ted Cruz knows better because he wrote a book about it, One Vote Away. He's a smart dude. But he won't cross certain lines. He won't go. He says judicial power is part of a government. I agree. There's no doubt. Concrete. So how can, what is judicial power of a district court? The Constitution of the United States says judicial power of the United States. The United States is the government of the United States. It's in there twice. So what is judicial power of a district court? I found these cases. They come right out and say it. The judge represents the court, and the court is under the plenary power of Congress. So the judge is representing Congress's interest. And they say it is an Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9. It is a tribunal called a legislative court under the control of the Congress. Not Article 3 that is independent, but does cases in law and equity. They print it. It's in that brief. It's in the appellate brief or the writ of certiorari. As soon as I filed that, or I didn't file it, Mooney did. But see, I'm not a lawyer. I always make mistakes. As soon as they change it, it's their stuff. That's how I get around that, because I've been down that road before. Guess what? I couldn't get any donations through Walmart. Four different people tried more than once. No. Walmart sent me their replacement cards. No, they sold $500. Took me 3.5 months to get that $500 back. And nobody would tell me what's going on. Green Dot Bank. I mean, this is the government. That's fine. I'm used to dealing with it. Couldn't give me the number so I could get my Social Security checked or transferred over. But I found there's always a way to. There's always a solution. And then we find out we set the 40 little books. If you've never been to the Supreme Court, they're back doing that. They're 6 1/8 by 9 1/4 inches, double-sided. Century school book. Got to have stapled, then you have to put tape over it so they don't cut their little tootsies if you're doing it yourself, because otherwise it costs too much to have they want to make it so expensive that if you go to a printing shop, it's going to cost you an arm and a leg. You got to bound. And then what they do, we did a petition for hearing, rehearing, nothing. Senate, I forgot to put the money in there. So they get the books. Then I sent the money. I sent it express mail. Shows that arrived in D.C. It was never picked up. 13 days later, we sent another one up, UPS. Kept calling. What's going on? Finally, I got a call back. Oh, we've got two $200 checks here. Oh, by the way, you have to send an 8.5 by 11 up also to get this to move forward. Where does it say that? No answer. They're just screwing with us. That's fine. I'm used to it. So we'll see. The petition for rehearing is, why does anybody do the IRS? There's no reason to do it. That's what I'm working on, the one line here and the documentation of all the stuff that goes in behind it, because we're going after an IRS agent and we're going to go on the offense big time. It's all there. Because the Supreme Court said, if you can prove, you see, these agencies hold, especially under taxation, well, we wouldn't want to slow down and let the revenue making, so we can't allow you to have a suit, the Anti-Injunction Act. So if you want to pay it off and then go to court, yeah, right, okay, boy, that sounds like a fair deal. It also said, if you can prove that the IRS or an agency cannot win, you can sue the individual people. Absolutely, you can't sue the agency, but I can go after the people. Can we prove that they can't win? Absolutely, because they printed in a public document. 706. Part 301, regulations for the Internal Revenue Criminals. Part 301 is 5 U.S.C. 301 Departmental Rules. Chrysler calls them housekeeping. They can be called interpretive, procedural. There's all kinds of names for them. But they got nothing to do with you or me. And with the IRS, it's a slam dunk. Notice of deficiency, 6011 and 6012. 301, assessment, 6203, 301, 6331, notice of levy and all that, lien and all that they do. It's all 301s. They can't win. It's a public record. And the Federal Register Act says it shall be judicially noticed, means there's no more evidence required. We're done. And nobody's done anything about it. How does the tax court exist with a notice of deficiency that has strictly nothing to do with you and me? Because we don't know. Most lawyers don't. And the ones that do aren't going there, I guarantee you. They call it scorched earth. We're not going to do it because they pull their license. Or kill them. Let's go back to the thing that nobody has documented. I got to give David Martin, he's just amazing on the patents. Karen Kingston, she's got documentation. I mean, it's a death shot. She used to work for Pfizer. Dr. Tinpenny. Peter McCulloch, the top heart guy in the world. I mean, all these people said, don't do this. It's death. They're modifying the DNA. They're putting microorganisms. They're putting artificial intelligence stuff in some of it. They're putting graphite oxide. They're putting all sorts of different things in different ones, so you don't know what you're getting. It's like spin the bottle. Why would I do that? Man, I don't know. And then you can go to the hospital. It's just like we had a guy up here, well known. They wouldn't give him ivermectin. And he died. Remdesivir, which has a 50% death thing. Oh, let's give him to that. That'll really do good. You'll screw up his lungs and his kidneys, and then we'll put him on a ventilator, and then we'll make about $35,000 or so, and that's what we're going to buy, because it's a money-making thing. Remdesivir. They couldn't even complete the trials. It was so deadly. And with hospitals are sticking to it because it's, man, I don't want to go in a hospital. That's just for something like a broken leg or something. Unbelievable. Why do so many doctors go along with them? Because they're scared of their jobs. We have Fox, Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, Hannity, Dan Bongino, whatever his name is, and Mark Levin. Empty, his empty suit. I like the, that's what Brandon Howell, his empty suit. He's a smart guy, but there's lines they won't cross. Okay.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash or a money order with the pay to line left blank. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Nothing made out to RBN will work, so don't do that. The new accounts are going to be opened soon, and if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, we're back here. Something nobody has talked about. The American Frontline Doctors filed a suit in Alabama. And I went down and I really, I liked what they did because, I mean, Beecraft, he used to be a member of the Dan Metter group, and Metter passed away. He was a heck of a researcher. But anyway, I went and looked at their brief. And I see they're talking about human subjects. Who are human subjects that these agencies can test on? Isn't that an important thing to check out? By what a power are you authorized and empowered to pick on a human subject? Who is this people? Me? You? Arnold. So I went and looked. The very first one says, who does this policy apply to on human subjects? 45 CFR 46.101. And I go down there and I see this is the Federal Register. There's two of the main ones down there. There's a bunch of other ones, but the two big ones. Two main ones is 83 Federal Register 2885. I couldn't believe it. I'd never seen anything like this in my life. And I got to researching it. They have put all of the regulations of all of these agencies in about a page and a half or 2 pages. Never seen anything like this in life. But even what is more astounding They say it's under impractical and all that nonsense. So you can just ignore that because it didn't do anything anyway. But legal authorities, they actually listed these agencies and their legal authorities. And would you like to guess what it says? It says 5 U.S.C. 301, which you can look it up. 5 U.S.C. is departmental regulations for internal use of its conduct of its employees, that agency's business, that agency's record. It has got nothing to do with you, me, or the fence post. And they print it. And nobody has brought this up. And that, because it's in the Federal Register, is to be judicially noticed. That's evidence. That's a public record. You can't get away from it, sir. We're done. Nobody's brought it up. I said, scratch my head. They can't make a substantive rig or legislative rule because it's a 301 rig. They can't get there from here. Because I also found in the Supreme Court, it says if it is a substantive rule, you can't amend it unless you do another substantive rule. So in other words, you can't take a Part 301 reg, which is housekeeping, interpretive, or whatever flavor you want, has nothing to do with you or me, and they print it, and nobody's using it, and they can't ever get to be in a, quote, substantive rule. This is an interim final rule. And they're getting away with it. Why? The secretary, I just can't make this stuff up. Why doesn't anybody read this stuff? My God, they're printing it. And we can use it against them. But nobody understands administrative legislation. Everybody thinks congressional legislation can reach you and me. It cannot. The police power is in one of the several states. It is not in Congress. It's not there. They can't reach it. So what did they do? This is McLaren in the Congressional Record of the Administrative Procedures Act. He said, when we do a law of Congress, I don't know if he used Congress law or a statute, I think he used the word statute, it doesn't apply to the citizens until it is published in the Federal Register. Now stop and think what that just said. We can't reach the people, but we, if we put it in the, to pass it off to an agency, then they can do it. No, they can't. It's so easy to get this all. Pat in Texas, question or comment?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Go ahead, Pat.
Oh, I'm sorry. Several things I've been thinking about. I believe that they have, they're using, I have a website where they're talking about all this ingredients in that thing, in the jab. But I think they're working up a patch where you won't even know that you got it. Right?
Oh, you mean a patch for the bioweapon?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to stay away from them? You don't want to get the nose swabs deep in your thing? What you want to do is get vitamin D and C and zinc and magnesium and get your body healthy. And because God gave us the best defense against this crazy stuff. Hold on a minute. We've got to go to break. Hold on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, I can barely hear you, but...
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now. Okay. Larry Beecraft, I had a one-page dissertation, whatever you want to call it, where he was saying that as a Christian, he objected to using the Social Security number. And I've quizzed people that went ahead and got the jab about all the information they want, and they want a ton of information on them. So that tells you right there, they're making something to follow you around. And that book we were talking about, Marxianity, I guess it's a book. I looked it up on a Conservapedia with DuckDuckGo, and it's only $4.99. How many pages is it? Because people say they don't have time to read.
Well, I'll tell you here in just a minute. I got to go in here because I scan them. I take all these books apart and I scan them because I can put them on iCloud and I can read them on my iPad and blow it up. Let's see here. Let me get down to books. Books there. Marxianity. Brandon Howes. He sent me several books. I don't know why he did. Great Influence, Marxianity, and the Coming Religious Right. I'm not sure why he did, because I was trying to buy it. It's 338 pages.
Okay. All right. Well, I already sent text messages about it, or emails to preachers. So
You send me an email, I'll send you a scanned copy, because I don't think he would object, because he's trying to get it out. I'll send you a PDF of it, okay? How about that?
Well, I'm just on a cell phone, and it's untrustworthy. I only have a cell phone right now. Somebody's working on my computer.
Oh, okay. All righty. Okay. Anyway, I know it's a... I'm starting under... I've got through two chapters of it, so... I'm starting to see his logic. Like I say, I like Brennan House. That man is just a wealth of knowledge. So, anything else?
I forgot what it was. But when the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, what's his name? Roberts.
Chief Justice Roberts.
Okay, when they were arguing over putting him in, that woman that came against him, real strong, she came against him real strong. Well, she turned out to be somebody who's working in the medical profession, even though she's, I don't know, lawyer, whatever she said.
I don't really know what you're talking about right now.
Roberts, when they were talking about, you know, they have to. The Senate has to go over and over whether they want to approve of him. When he was going in, when he was being nominated, Robert, for the Supreme Court.
You mean when Roberts was being nominated?
SCOTUS.
Huh?
There was one lady who kept coming against him, saying that, "Oh yeah, she got involved with him in college, and he was." Vicious to women and stuff like that. Well, she was working in the medical profession, and her husband had this here thing, and he wanted to get. He had built something where you could just kind of aim a little gun at somebody and shoot the vaccine into their arm.
Yeah.
You don't even have to have a pat.
Okay. You got anything else? I'm not sure what you're talking about here. Anything?
Look out for all that kind of crap coming.
Yep. All I can say is you better get right with the Creator and Christ, because I think, as they say, all hell's going to break loose, literally. Okay?
Really?
And well, I would highly recommend watching that telethon that's going to be on over Thanksgiving, 96 hours. And I think it's the 23rd they're going to be filing that Supreme Court brief. And I really am interested to see that, see what they're doing. That's going to be interesting. Mike Lindell is just, we're so blessed to have had Trump and Mike Lindell. We got two people that got money that couldn't be bought. That's
right. What we need. There's a video out there about Trump, but I wasn't ready to tell you about that. But it's real interesting, his whole life. What you learn from that is he doesn't quit. He is not a quitter.
I know.
You make him mad, he's worse. So
yep.
I don't think he's at all. We just need to get everybody at RBN to take in Extendovite. I think I'm going to call Extendovite and ask him to send it to him free.
Yep. Okay. All righty. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We're in trouble in this country. We're on the brink. They had that town hall with those four FBI guys. They said absolutely the FBI and the DOJ should be just totally dismantled and redone. It is that corrupt. It's like a bushel of apples, and you get some rotten apples, and all of a sudden it spreads all over. Communism's here, folks. The devil's here. Build back better. Oh, Biden could have said it any better. Build back better. We want to build a new human, a new man, a new type of woman with new DNA. Oh, whoopee-doo, I just can't wait. I don't think so. What I don't understand is, just like the Fifth Circuit, why are they giving credibility? These people kind of know, if I can figure this out, I know darn well they can. Why are they, the mandate, they talk about a mandate. But they don't say, they don't go into what it is. All of a sudden, we just give credibility that OSHA did a mandate. But what is it? It comes from courts that has jurisdiction of judgments and things like that. Thou shalt do something. So why are we giving an agency that sits outside the Constitution? Is that even using the administrative legislation for federal agencies, of which it is one? There's something called a standard, S-T-A-N-D-A-R-D, something new made up by Congress. And they said, all you got to do is just do a notice and comment period, and then the peasants, us, the slaves, we got 60 days to bitch and go to the Court of Appeals. Is this the way a constitutional republic is supposed to work? Does it have the force and effect of law? Is it a statute? No. Can it be treated like a statute? No. This is rule by coercion. This is ruling over people because we don't know what's going on, and nobody will tell us. I don't understand. I would think one of these lawyers that's suing somebody would wake up and read the act that created the monster called OSHA. It can't do a thing in the constitutional structure. It can't. Now, if we go down Alice in Wonderland or we go into the Matrix, it can do whatever Congress wants it to do. It's just amazing. I mean, it's so black and white. It's just like these the human subjects. Who is a human subject? There is no authority for anybody to do that. And the definition of vaccinations. The CDC did that. It's not in the Federal Register. They didn't even give us a notice. General applicability. They changed the definition of vaccination. And it's not in the Federal Register, so we don't have notice. It's smoke. It ain't even smoke, because you got to be in the Federal Register to get smoke, because then you might make it force effective law, which I've never seen one yet. But I can conclusively say now there is no doubt. There has to be a proposed rule. There has to be a final rule. And all you do is you take a CFR. You search at the bottom. Go look at the Federal Register. You just do one thing. Search for 553 little b in parenthesis, and that's it. And if it's not there, it's garbage. If it is there, they're going to say it's impractical, unnecessary, and not in the public interest. Still garbage. Still garbage. There's only one way. It's just like Congress. Congress has one way to give us the illusion of making laws of the United States. The House has got to vote on it and pass it by a majority. The Senate's got to vote on it and pass it by a majority. And El Comrade has got to sign it or get vetoed, and it's a two-thirds. That's procedure. Why would the agencies be given something so slack? They're not elected by us. We can't even bitch to them. They're giving something slack, and when the courts have said when they get through with these, quote, substantive rules, that's the same as a statute? You know, I may be a farm boy, but I don't get it. I'm sorry. Congress has to go through all this nonsense, but an agency don't. They just get around and say, hey, if we're going to make it, if it actually was going to be, we'll just put it in the Federal Register, and you can comment on it. Of course, we don't know how we're going to find out about it. And then we'll come back. We'll do a final rule. And we're going to comment again. We're going to answer your question. We're not a court. We don't have any authority to make any rulings. But we're going to tell you, no, we don't agree with you. We do agree with you, whatever. Then we're going to wait 30 days. And then Congress somehow gets to oversee what we did. Now, why is Congress overseeing what an agency does if they actually had the force and effect of law? I'm just a simple farm boy. I don't get it. Because I don't believe it. It makes no sense. And then after 6 months, if nobody complains in Congress, it just keeps trucking. How many people know what I just talked about? A couple of things that I talked about here, it took me 3 or 4 days of research this last week to find. I've got them. And I'm going to finish up this one line here, because I've got several cases waiting to sue IRS and to go after. I've got a guy that's got a process that can take any type of animal stuff and come up with the best amazing stuff, compost. Amazing, patented. We're going to take them on. It's black and white. But I want to make sure I've got all my little the catch-22s, the things that I wanted to be able to prove. I want an answer before I go ask the question, to prove it. I thought it was one of the amazing things I found is this emergency. You can't create power. You can't create an emergency given the power to do this. It has to be the other way. There has to be the power given there, and then we deal with it. But emergency doesn't create power. It's a simple logic. Because they can declare anything's an emergency, and away we go. Look at what they did here with the COVID. Oh my gosh, we've got to shut down the thing. We've got to do this, we've got to do that. Can't fart here. Cows can't fart. Because it's global warming and global this and, okay. Just honest to God. It's crazy. It's like the people in the sing asylum are out, but it's evil. Satan is flat out making a run to the finish line. So I don't know. I don't know how this is going to turn out, but I can tell you one thing. That case of the Supreme Court is going to result in a lot of upheaval, because if they rule, there's a mandate. They don't have any choice. It's Mike Lindell's got. It's like DNA. You get a murder weapon, tie it to a murderer, DNA's there, you're done. Mike Lindell's got it, and nobody's talking about it. What's that tell you? Have you heard any of the politicians talk about this? I don't know about what's going on at Fox and all those, because I don't pay any attention. I'm done with those people. They got to know. When you have a duty to speak and you don't, you're as guilty as the people doing it. Tucker, Hannity, Ingram. They got to know. I've watched them when they've come up against, they've had somebody on, like when Tucker, he had on the governor of South Dakota. She was talking about this rape type stuff. And she said, I'm not doing the legislation because it just doesn't close all the doors. And Tucker wouldn't let her go. He kept, well, I'm just playing stupid. He said, well, you need to sign it. I've seen Laura Ingram do the same thing when she come up against the thing on election. Shut them down. Because they can't talk about it and keep their job. It ain't worth it, folks. Like Mike Lindell says, if we don't fix the elections, our country's done. It's rigged. They rigged the elections in California. Probably did it right on TV. Documented. Nobody says a thing. Where's the FBI? In on it. Where's the DOJ? In on it. Where's Kamala Harris? God almighty, what a piece of work that was. That's just, I'm telling you, unbelievable. Vice, we got two of the bottom of the absolute evilest, bottom of the heap people sitting at the top of the most powerful country in the world. One doesn't even know who he is, what's going on, and Kamala Harris, she got there by getting on her back, politely saying it. She's dumber than a rock. She has no clue what's going on. These people are liars. This infrastructure bill. Both senators and our representative in Alaska voted for that thing. And now they're putting ads out about how great it is because we got a few crumbs. We got a billion here and a million here and a million there. And a Representative Young, you can't even send him an email. He's got it blocked. I like to send these guys an email and tell them where to put it. Politely. We're in trouble, folks. I got an IRS list, 250. Again, if you can't afford it, just email me at irs@alaskaminuteman.com. I'm going to have some more amazing stuff coming up. I wish other people would get and do this, what I'm doing. I'm trying to put the, I'm giving you the information documented. The things I talk about are documented. I do my own research. I don't belong to any group. Been there, done that. They always get infiltrated. I'm just doing my own thing. Please get the information and be one of the few that it gets enlightened. And what's amazing is this, what I liked about this natural news guy, his name was Mike Adams, and this Dr. Brian Ardis, A-R-D-I-S, is they're putting together 10-minute videos for $10 with things to do if you were illiterate and stupid enough to take the bioweapon, the things that maybe can save and reverse it, or at least slow it down. Paul McCulloch is one of the people that he's going to be, he's the top heart guy. Tenpenny, the top doctors. You might want to read the transcripts I did on both of them. I'll tell you what, you read the two transcripts. If you aren't a Christian when you get started, you sure ought to be when you get through, because I'll tell you, all hell's going to break loose. We're in trouble. Every day, it's just like, it's, I don't know what to say. There's only so much of this you can take. It's just like, how crazy, how evil can they be? We do everything. Price of gas is $3.54 a gallon, not $3.55 in Alaska right now. Steak has gone up way up over $20 a pound now. Some of your good steaks. But we haven't seen the shortages here in Alaska, like I guess they're experiencing some parts of the lower 48. I don't know why, but like I say, I don't know what to say. If you get on my list, I look up stuff, and we are going to be going after an IRS agent and some businesses, and I'm going to show people how to do it. It can be done. It's all there. These lawyers won't go there. They won't. They're cowards, afraid of losing their job, their bar card. I can't think of this black lawyer's name in Anchorage. He used to help me all the time with questions. And he was why don't our grand juries, why don't we have preliminary examinations? He says, we can't. It's all rigged. He said, the only thing that's going to change it is you, the people. He says, I'm not going to do it. He says, wife will divorce me. I'll lose my profession. I don't know. But Mike Lindell has got right on point. If we don't do something, business is irrelevant. The Chinese are here. Communism is embedded everywhere. And this Islam, these people are all working together. It's amazing. When you listen to the people that are really in the know, that's not my area of expertise, but how to tie all these different religious and southern law of poverty or whatever it's called. That's a communist organization down there. And some of these churches, how they've got these organizations, they're infiltrated. They're communist. Anyway, I highly recommend President Trump and the interview with Mike Lindell. I think it's going to be on the 16th, and it's either 5 or 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. So, man, I really want to watch that. The 16th is next Tuesday. So, anyways, all I can say is don't get the bioweapon. Don't give it to your children. God forbid. This MMR vaccination where they give 3 of them to these young children and the autism rate is up 1 in 50. And I saw where they said by 2050, they think 1 in every 2 child will have autism. Why would you give these vaccinations to children that make them and they get autism? It's documented. I never had a measles shot. I had a diphtheria and I had polio. I think polio probably gave me allergies, but I got over it. All I can say is, man, don't do it. Don't believe a word these people say. And the IRS, there's just no reason. Like I say, I'm working on it. We're going to start taking them on because we can conclusively prove that there's zero authority because they put it into the public record. They're departmental rules only. And that's the same thing for this nonsense that's going on with COVID. The source for human subjects is all departmental rules. It doesn't even bind the federal employees. And nobody has brought it up. B-Crap brought up the CFR, but he didn't go into the Federal Register because it's the Federal Register only, their administrative legislation that is judicially noticed. Now, you know what was amazing? I was looking to see if the United States Code was judicially noticed, and I couldn't find that. I thought, isn't that strange? Because technically, it doesn't pass muster. They went to public laws in 1936. They went totally to public laws. And if you look that up, blacks, that's not a statute of the United States, laws of the United States at all. And they print it. What do we do if you can't wake people up? This is the part that's puzzled me. You get the absolute black and white evidence of them confessing, and nobody wants to look at it. I don't know what to say. Except I go back to Moses comes down, and we got these people making a golden calf. They had first-hand knowledge, and they're making a golden calf like that's going to do something. Are we, like, stupid? I don't know. I sure hope that governor of California's got something good for taking that COVID-19. I haven't documented it, but somebody told me that he did. So, anyway, God willing, we will see you next Sunday.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.